Our work rate today was outstanding, and I think the boys are starting to realise that, you know, the harder the work, they will get the rewards. You know, you saw the players on that pitch, they were off their feet. Both, in fairness, both teams worked tremendously well. But yeah, I'm really, really impressed with what they've done today, so especially after last week, which was a massive, massive downer. It was good to see how well they responded, so yeah.
There's a lot of frustration about the result last week as well, because obviously being at home is such a strong point for you, but this is a win on the road now as well, something that's eluded the club for a bit in not picking up as many points on the road.
Yeah, I mean, obviously in the past, SCM have been known to be good at home and terrible away, and we've seemed to reverse it. I think last week we got really complacent. I think we got above our station. We started believing the hype. And because we believe in the hype, we didn't do our basics. And everyone knows if you don't do your basics well, you will get punished. In fairness to Lido, they had a game plan, and their game plan worked. We can, you know, deviate away from it, and we got punished. But this weekend, you know, we came with a different game plan, and the game plan was just work, work, work. Your skills will come into play coming towards the end, but just work as hard as you can, and that was notable on the field.
And this is a third impressive result in the space of a month, really, beating teams that I might imagine that will be in the top five for this season as well. So is this another big statement from the club?
Yeah, I mean, statements are made every week from different clubs. You know, like yesterday, if you look at Amanford, who won 7 in a row, it's an odd league, you know, and I think, you know, at the moment, like, you look at the teams we've lost to who have been in mid-table, so we have no fear when we play against the better sides. I think we get really complacent against those who are behind us, so it's not a statement but an understanding that we need to have in terms of players and management, that we have to approach every game differently. We can't just assume we're going to turn up and things will go our way, and today was exactly that. You know, we approached it completely different. We worked exceptionally hard, and I can't ask more from the players.
And just managing the game as well, I felt like the goal scored the right side with Ben and Chris scoring. Chris scored immediately as well. So it's just, you managed the game really well there, would you say?
Yeah, I think we managed it first half really well. We dealt with crosses, and, you know, we were under a lot of pressure for a good 10-15 minutes. We weathered the storm. You know, all the subs that came on made massive impact, and for Chris to score that volley on his first touch was exceptional. And everyone knows football, you know, if you score in the right times, it makes things easier, because at that point when we scored, they were on top. So that took, you know, obviously the wind out their sails and allowed us to progress on and keep a clean sheet.
And you turn now to next week against Cameron United. Are you going to approach that a bit? Does they wash your hopes on that one?
Well, obviously we want to win. You know, the Welsh Cup is something that, you know, not financially would be massive for us. We don't get the funding a lot of clubs get. You know, we are run by two gentlemen who put their, you know, hands in their pocket. So the Welsh Cup is not just about a game for us. It's finance to keep us a bit more stable. So we will be approaching that massively professionally. And we won't, you know, look upon them as a lower side. We'll look upon them as a top side, and we will do our best.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dana. Thanks, mate.
Appreciate it.
That.